Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
From the email, whoa, Limp Bizkit is better than everyone. There you go.
They still got somebody.
At least you didn't make that a tattoo. That's exactly right. Say,
that's a guy with a red Yankees hat tattooed on his ass.
Oh, I forgot to keep just looking up Nick's ex father-in-law, basically, huh? Is that what you call that guy? No, I mean your stepdad.
Yeah, boyfriend-in-law.
Your boyfriend-in-law. Yeah, he showed up in my pictures again. We're looking at Mark's old boyfriend. Checking out Mark's old dudes on Facebook this morning off the air. When's Mark coming to town, man?
Soon. I think he'll be here like a month from now.
Okay. All right. I was telling you guys off the air too. I went down a rabbit hole. Not politics. It was about music, which is can get just as feisty. For some reason, a guy put up a post. I'm thinking because he liked what I said back to him, so I'm gonna try to find it here. But he put a post about name a big band that you think sucks, and it was rock and roll. Obviously, like some people tried to drift off other stuff.
Guessing I know what your answer was.
Yeah, it was. It was the Foo Fighters. It wasn't just me. A bunch of people said it was Foo Fighters, but other people here. So this guy says, "What's the best band that sucks?" And I think he means. Best, like, you could say your cousin's band sucks. That
like
doesn't matter.
A popular band.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
A known band.
A big name band that you think is overrated.
So, I'll just read a couple of these that guys got on there. Now, I'm about to read some of these. Once again, I got to stick by my philosophy is that if you don't like something, that's on you. And if you like it, you shouldn't care, you know.
But if it's a band I like, you're wrong.
Well, I got to stay away from that, except I think there's a point here where if you don't like certain bands in rock and roll, that are four or five different genres. You don't like any of those. You don't like rock and roll,
right?
Because
they're the godfathers,
right? Because if you didn't like any of those bands, you shouldn't like any band younger than them because they all learned from all those bands. Okay, so Fish, Five Finger Death Punch. These all make sense so far. This is a woman who says, "Oh my God, I'd rather listen to Nickelback than Van Halen." Well, Amanda, that's just stupid.
Yeah, then well, don't come over.
Right, right.
Well, Nickelback thinks that's wrong.
Right, right. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Nickelback would love. Yeah, right, right.
Chad Kroeger would say you're dumb.
Stacy, you're wrong. She says you too. Yeah, but this is a guy. Okay, this is a dude. Okay, this guy hates all these bands. Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, Eagles, Pink Floyd, Lynyrd Skynyrd, which he spells wrong, obviously. John Cougar Mellencamp, U2, The Police. You don't like rock and roll. I mean, that's all genres. You don't like anything.
He hates the 80s.
Yeah. He hates everything.
70s.
And the 70s, yeah.
What's he listening to? 38 Special?
Okay, a guy hates Rush. We all love Rush, but I get that he might not like that
I
band.
Can see how you wouldn't like
Rush. Right.
I don't agree, but I get it.
Nick, Jeremy says Kiss, man. Some guy named Jeremy, man. Yeah.
Some people are dumb.
Yeah, some people are dumb, yeah. All right.
There's been
this woman. Now, granted, this woman cannot like rock and roll. If you don't like either one of these bands, AC/DC, Aerosmith. One guy says, Neil Young is unlistenable. You are a commie, sir.
Yeah, that's obvious.
That's obvious.
Yeah. Obvious commie right there.
Led Zeppelin, Foo Fighters, me and a couple other guys. But yeah, I understand. I always love those lists. I think we all agree that if you don't like a whole range of certain bands, rock bands, then you don't like rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's not your genre, you know? Yeah.
No.
You like something else.
We're all influential bands.
To everybody else ever came up.
You know? Yeah, if you hate like the foundation of rock and roll.
I hate the Stones and the Beatles and the Who and Zeppelin. Well, really?
Okay. But I love rock. There have been bands I've been surprised have withstood the test of time. Like, Linkin Park still being around, like, kind of blows my mind.
Well, they're not.
Did their music dead. Still play? Oh, and yeah, then it's, yeah. You know, you'd hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never knew it.
I never would have been like it, yeah. when their stuff first came out. I'd be like, people are going to be listening to this 15, 20 years from now. I'd be like, yeah, all right.
Well, some of that genre, the best of the best, stayed up.
Yeah.
And everybody that followed them didn't stay up.
Right.
And look at Parker with Trailblazers.
Right. Mr. Evans?
Yeah, if you call yourself a metal fan and you say, I don't really like Sabbath and Metallica. Yeah, well, get out.
Then you're not. Yeah.
Get out.
Right. Like, they don't like you either. Yeah.
Was on this day in 1993, David Lee Roth was arrested.
Dude.
For buying weed in a park in New York.
And that was like a huge story at the time. Even among us, who we just said, oh my God, he got busted buying weed. Mainly we thought, why didn't he have a guy?
Yeah.
But he's just walking through the park.
Decided to get
Central
a couple
park.
Joints.
Yeah. That's how things have changed.
Ah, yeah. All right, yeah.
It's legal in New York
now. I'd
like
to smoke a joint here. Yeah. Ah, jeez, I'm busted.
New York State's legal now. They're going to start selling it there.
Well, to illustrate how into the mainstream it is.
Right.
I was watching last night the newest episode of that show, Home Economics, that we talked to Topher Grace about.
I watched it, too.
The second episode.
Yes, I did, too.
And in the episode, it's him and his wife talking about going out to a party, and she's saying how she's going to come home, get dressed, start drinking at a certain time, maybe have a little edible.
Right.
You know,
my favorite line about that is he makes a joke about the weed. She goes, okay, boomer.
Yeah, but it's in there.
It's everywhere.
Network television.
It was on game. It was a game show weed question I talked about the other week. That it was and we're living in like a no man's land here. You know, it kills kids in our state, but it's on game shows and major network comedies.
Yeah,
I mean, it stuck out to me when I heard it. I went, wow, she just mentioned having an edible.
Right. I know.
Yeah. Like, well, that's kind of cool.
No, the Connors does that. The Connors talks about them smoking weed on that show all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of mainstream now.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, network shows like that sometimes are the last see that.
No, the last place is Lincoln, Nebraska, where Ricketts lives.
Fair enough.
That's the last place.
Yeah. Well, they used to allude to it. Like that 70s show, they would.
Yeah.
They would obviously be high, but not really. Mentioned.
Yeah, the scene in the basement where they're sitting around the table, you always knew that they were passing a joint, but they never showed it to you.
Smoke, you see smoke, and they're all looking at you and laughing, right?
This state's like one big dry county.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Televangelist Pat Robertson.
Hey, my God.
Yeah.
I saw this tweeted out yesterday, and I saw some great comments. I think it was Titus said, this must be a trick. Because Pat Robertson is woke on police shooting unarmed kids, unarmed black people, I should say.
Yeah, I thought it was fake at first.
So did I, but it's not.
I thought it was an Onion headline.
No, I watched the video. He goes, you can't confuse these two things. You're stupid. Give the audio, Craig?
No.
Okay.
Televangelist Pat Robertson is tearing into people he calls, quote, a bunch of clowns running around. On the nation's law enforcement agencies. Yesterday on the 700 Club, he talked about police killings. He noted that he's always been pro-police and said most do a good job, but if they don't stop this onslaught, they cannot do this. He specifically condemned the Minneapolis area officers who did some killings. One of the officers charged with manslaughter after shooting the young unarmed black man on Sunday, the Chauvin trial going on as well, but he called them, Pat Robertson called them a bunch of clowns running around.
He did. He was pretty harsh. And he had some woman on there with him, and they're holding up a gun and a taser. And I keep thinking, I hope they unloaded that gun.
She was just waving it around.
He's waving it around. She's waving it around. He's 100. She looked like she was 75. And I'm thinking, this is going to go off and blow somebody's head off. Or the taser's going to fly out and shock Pat right through. You watched it too, didn't you, Nick? It's funny.
I watched it up until he started talking because I really can't stand that.
Either
Even
can
if I.
I
agree with that guy, I don't want to.
I've never agreed with him on any subject except for this one.
I still doing, couldn't stomach it.
1,000-pound leg presses every
day? He didn't
day?
Talk about that. He's kind of old now. You think they would crack by
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think his one rep max has come down a little.
Yeah.
He's down to 700.
Yeah. They're going to boycott Pat Robertson today, you know, the right wing. The guy that is the poster child for right wing televangelists. They're going to boycott him. You know they are.
The anti cancel culture is going to cancel Pat Roberts.
They're going to try to.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's pretty. What he says is pretty. Well, to us it's mainstream, but to them be radical left. All he says was stop killing unarmed people.
Right. That shouldn't be a big political.
No, it shouldn't be.
Lightning thing. It's nuts. Yeah. That kid in Chicago, that was horrible.
There's a meme out there that has about 12 different people on it, and six were killed, six were taken into custody. All resisted arrest. Well, of some sort of situation with the cops, I should say resisted arrest.
Well, I think all of them who got killed were unarmed.
Well, basically everybody got
killed. And the ones who got arrested were armed. And white.
They were mass shooters.
White.
Armed and white.
White, black guys. Black.
Unarmed and black, right. They're dead now.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Legal papers out of New York show that they've got a parent there that wants to marry their own adult offspring. Fox News reporting that the unidentified person filed suit in Manhattan federal court seeking to overturn laws barring the incestuous act. The suit that keeps identifying information private says that marriage is a bond and a case of individual autonomy regardless of the relationship between the two people.
Plus, have you seen my daughter's ass? Did he say that? That did not stick to the tape.
No. No, that's horrible.
Well, he says it's his grown it's his grown kid.
Where is this?
New York.
New York. According to court papers, the parent seeks to remain anonymous because their request
banging their daughter.
It's an action that a large segment of society views as morally, socially, and biologically repugnant. Now, we don't know if the parent is male or female.
Okay, right. Fine, but still.
I don't want to say son's ass. That would have sounded gay.
Hey, man, I'm banging your mom. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you steal all the thunder from dropping the mom card on that guy.
I know.
The filing says the proposed spouses are biological parent and child. The proposed spouses are unable to procreate together.
Well, good.
Well, one of them's fixed, probably. That's why.
He might get if you pulled the mom card.
What?
She's cheating on me?
That's my wife you're talking about.
Did the person raise the daughter or son?
There's no information
being
given.
Granted, it's wrong either way. I get it. They're biological. You shouldn't be together.
Yeah, no information being given. The parents said they want to propose, but they would sustain emotional harm if they did so while the current laws are in effect. The parent is asking a judge to declare the laws unconstitutional and unenforceable in their case.
Yeah, you can't couch this anyway, but creepy.
Oh, my God, my dad asked me out last night.
Right. What'd you say? Where's the other parent?
Yeah, we don't know anything about this. It's got to be out of the picture.
It probably gave up a long time ago and just walked away.
No, she said that excitedly. Dad finally asked me out last night.
I know, exactly.
We're going to grandma's.
They say that it would diminish their humanity if they were unable to tie the knot.
I love the way Dad walks around the house all with his hair up in the air and in pajamas all the time. It's so sexy.
Family and matrimonial law
expert.
This is
so creepy, man. All of us have daughters. This is so creepy.
Family and matrimonial law attorney Eric Rubel said, it's never going to fly.
Yeah, no.
Good.
Said, the closest you can come is Woody Allen, and that wasn't his daughter. It was an adopted child that he never adopted, and it still turns people's stomachs.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see state courts going, hey, you know, you're right. Incest is fine. Go for it.
Right. They're not going to do that. Man. Now, they could probably arrest a guy for even dating I just, for some reason, I assume, who knows, it could be a woman and her son, too. It's, either way, they're freaks.
Yes. Wouldn't you be pissed if you're the sibling, if there's, like, any inheritance involved or whatever? Because you wouldn't be getting any of that.
Oh, you're right. Because dad gave it all to you because he's having sex with you.
Right, because you're married.
And if you're of the same sex as the, and then you're like, well, what was wrong with me?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a sister. Right.
Yeah.
Why didn't dad want to marry me? Oh, that's even.
Right. I have a crush on somebody. Who? Mom. What?
Have you seen that ass? Can't understand people. There's a storyline in a show called The Moodies that Puss and I are watching right now with
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary. And his grown daughter is hanging out with her cousin. He's a grown guy. And they got drunk and kissed. And they're cousins. But it's hilarious. It's actually, it's not creepy because it's kind of funny because they were drunk and he kissed her. And they just, and they're both kind of in, broke up with recent people.
Yeah, it's a great show.
And they're both good looking people. And they keep going, and let's not talk about that ever again. No, we're not going to do that again.
That's the Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah. So I found this fascinating. You're familiar with Rob McElhenney. He's on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and a lot of other things.
Yeah, I know the dude you're talking about.
Right. He was doing an interview with his buddy and business partner, Ryan Reynolds. And he went into bodybuilding for a while just to see what he could do, see what he can make himself
look
like.
Is that the
like.
Same actor that also gained a bunch of weight for that one season?
Yes.
What was his name?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Rob McElhenney. Right.
Yeah.
He gained 50 pounds for that, and then a couple seasons later, took it off.
My favorite part about that, I didn't watch that show, but I know the actor you're talking about. He told the whole cast, let's all gain a bunch of weight for the next season, and nobody wanted to do it, so he did it himself. Because once you do that, you know, it takes a lot of tough to get it to lose it again.
Yeah. Right.
Why did he want everybody to gain a bunch of weight?
Because that show's so nuts anyway.
Yeah, they are.
He just wanted everybody to get fat for one season.
You know what would be really funny? If we're all fat next season.
But yes.
They all said no except for him.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll gain all the weight for all of us. Yeah.
So he got all jacked.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. He's all jacked right now. And we will mention the, or he was, I don't know if he still is, but I think he still is now because he says he's just kind of doing it. This is the tweet he sent out at some point.
Okay, got tweet. No audio?
He said, no.
Okay.
He said, look, it's not that hard. He's, you know, talking about getting the body that he's got now. Look, it's not all that hard. All you need to do is lift weights 6 days a week, stop drinking alcohol, don't eat anything after 7, don't eat any carbs or sugar at all. In fact, don't eat anything you like. Mm-hmm. Get the personal trainer from Magic Mike, sleep 9 hours a night, run 3 miles a day, have a studio pay for the whole thing over a 6 to 7 month span. I don't know why everyone's not doing this. It's a super realistic lifestyle and appropriate body image to compare oneself to.
So he admits.
So then.
What movie stars do to get that way is he's right about that.
Yeah. So here's the point that I'm getting to. He's talking to Ryan Reynolds about this, his buddy. And he said, the people who were most fascinated by his body when he was all jacked like that, when he was in great shape, were the men. He said, women did not care.
They don't.
Women didn't care that he was all jacked. It's the men that cared.
Yep. I believe that. I mean, there are some women that obviously care, but it's men.
Like the men want to know what it would take to get to them. That themselves.
Well, the men look at other arms. They go to the gym. I want to be like that dude, right?
His wife, a co-star on the Sunny show, Caitlin Austin.
Oh, that's his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Said that he looked like he was trying too hard.
All right.
You know, your wife can say that.
Yep.
You look like you're trying too hard.
Yeah, but our wives wouldn't mean it.
Yeah. I don't think I'm ever in danger of that.
But the point is, the dudes were the ones that cared, not the women.
Yeah. You would know.
And
by the way, being who he is, isn't afraid to say that.
Right.
A lot of guys get that way and say, oh, the chicks love it. Well, maybe they really
He's got a wife.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He's busy.
Yeah.
But I love it when guys like that, you know, do that for a movie or for a show or something and then come out and go, it's completely unrealistic to think that you normal guy, could do this.
Yes, I love when they say that, too. Yeah.
Because he's in his 40s. Yeah. And getting the weight off later and later is tougher.
Yeah, he just turned 44, but he had done that, I believe, before. I don't know that he's like that now. Well, let's wrap up Bernie Madoff here in the Deadpool.
Did his mom like it? That's what I want to know. Mom really dug it.
Ew.
I hate to wrap up the show on incest, but Craig.
Just so trying to get some attention over here, Mom.
Why don't you do some Deadpool?
Bernie Madoff here. We're going to wrap up that list.
All right.
Some of the players that had the 83-year-old Bernie Madoff in our Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Jeffrey Dahmer's House of Ribs.
Man.
Let's see.
I'll go back to
that.
The incest.
Yeah.
Retreat.
I better not say the kiss me thing. Kobe Dyant gets a hit. I got a hit with this.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the Snosberries gets a hit, as does Ruck Fickets.
Oh, good one.
Throbbing Crusader gets a hit.
That's what they should call the Washington football team.
Yes, the Throbbing Crusaders.
Washington Throbbing
Crusaders. The logo would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, the mascot would be great, too, around the foot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here comes the Throbbing Crusader.
And
I'm buying some gear.
And we built Fist City.
Yeah, we did. We did, yeah.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
We built Fist City.
I'm always amused. We get emails from this guy, and he signs his emails, "We built Fist City," and then below it in parentheses, "on rockin' holes." And I laugh every time.
He's clever.
Every time.
Dr. Ian K. Smith on Monday, right?
Also comedian Ron Funchess on Monday.
Oh, nice.
He's hosting the new Chopped 420 on Discovery Plus.
There you go. Weeds in the mainstream.
Weed cooking show.
Except for you live in no man's land. We'll try to keep you sane if you do. Anywhere you listen, thank you, by the way. Appreciate it. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Make sure you download the podcast. Turn on some friends and family members. Tell your mom to listen. I feel like it, especially when you're hanging out with her.
Don't turn them on that way.
Some pillow talk.
Yeah, let's get out of
bail.
Here.
Right, just bail.
Just bail. We weren't going to end the show on that.
I know. I blame me and Nick.
You went there.
And Craig and Todd and Puss. Good luck in your shot today, Puss. Don't be a puss.
Why would I?
All right. Because you're a man.
Right.
You're fine. You too tomorrow, Craig, all right?
Thank you.
Wear your mask. Get your shots when you're when you're eligible. See you Monday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.